State officials in South Carolina are still piecing together what happened at a deadly prison riot early Sunday night. 7 inmates were killed and 17 injured at Lee Correctional Institution, a maximum security state prison, about 60 miles east of the capital, Columbia. The South Carolina Department of Corrections says the riot was likely gang-related. A warning to listeners, we'll be discussing some graphic scenes of violence. Andrew Brown has been covering the story for the Post and Courier newspaper. Andrew, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
So this fight broke out Sunday night and lasted for 7 hours. What more can you tell us about what happened, what sparked the melee?
It's unclear at this point exactly what started the fighting, but what we do know from official reports from the State Department of Corrections is that prisoners began some sort of altercation. The correctional officers on duty had to back out of the 3 units where this fighting occurred. And because of short staffing at the prison itself, they were unable to retake those units and bring control to the prison until around 11:30 to 2 o'clock the next morning.
7 inmates killed and more than a dozen wounded. Were these from prison-made shivs and shanks or from beatings? What?
I was at the prison yesterday. I was talking to family members of people who were in prison. One mother apparently awoke on Sunday night to images of 4 bodies piled on top of one another. One of the inmates had his throat slashed. Another seemed to have his head severely smashed. And according to other videos that came out of the prison as well, reportedly from contraband cell phones that were snuck into the prison, bodies had actually been dragged across the prison floors and out into the yard where they were stacked next to a fence.
About those gruesome cell phone videos, I mean, cell phones aren't allowed in the prison, but the prison doesn't seem to be able to effectively block and ban and control the devices, correct?
Correct. Our Department of Corrections director in the state, Brian Sterling, has made it a campaign of his to try and convince the Federal Communications Commission to allow the state government to block cell phone signals coming into and out of the prisons. For over a year now, they've really had a hardened campaign of trying to cut down on the smuggling of cell phones into state prisons. But again, the Federal Communications Commission has not given the state the approval to block those signals.
So blocking cell phone coverage isn't a technical issue. It's a legal one right now, Andrew, yeah?
That is correct. They have the ability to block those cell phone signals. You know, even our Governor Henry McMaster has made it a point to essentially call for the federal government to give the state that power.
Andrew, South Carolina has struggled with prison violence in recent months. Last month at the same prison, a correctional officer was held hostage for more than 90 minutes. What's driving the violence here and at other prisons in the state?
You know, yesterday the governor and Brian Sterling, our Department of Corrections director, came out and said that they believe what happened on Sunday was somewhat of a turf war between rival prison gangs, possibly. We have no evidence of that yet to really prove that, but essentially a lot of the violence people are starting to assume is somewhat of a result of understaffing at these state prisons. As we reported yesterday, in the cell blocks that were overtaken, there were only 6 officers. That left 2 officers for 250 to 260 inmates in each cell block.
So, Andrew, staffing is a challenge. What about training for correctional officers? Is that a challenge as well?
The difficulty with training officers is that they are leaving so quickly. There's a higher turnover rate in the state prisons, which makes it difficult to keep experienced correctional officers on staff and at the ready. You know, these correctional officers make around $35,000 per year whenever they're first hired on. It's not a large amount of money for the job that they are doing, which is extremely dangerous, obviously. And so that leaves a lot of new hires and people who are less experienced in these situations manning these prisons throughout the state. That seems to be the real difficulty.
Andrew Brown is a reporter for the Post and Courier newspaper in South Carolina. Thank you.
Thank you.